City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Very good morning to Lee and Steph, who've joined us this morning. And they are from Owls.
Morning.
Morning, guys. Morning. You okay? I tell you what, let me get your mic properly there. Let me just change this. We say Owls. I was looking at it, and it's spelled O-V-V-L-S. Yeah, so I spent about 5 minutes going, ovavals. And it was only when Gibbo walked in, I said, how do you pronounce this? And he said, there's something very clever about why it's spelled like this. Go on, explain what it is.
Pretty much, basically, when we wanted to put call the band Owls, the name was taken by a lot of people. so we were like, what can we do that's different? So we put two V's together to make the W, and then here we are, Owls.
Super clever. And why did you want to call it Owls?
We were struggling for a band name, weren't we? And we were just sat in a room one day and was just like, what should we call this band? And we were literally looking around the room. And we got a few names, didn't we? I think one of them was like, is it like Sunlight or something? I don't know. We got like really like crazy names. And then we seen an owl and we were like, the owl. And we were like, Owls? We should call ourselves Owls. And then
look
there
how
you
that's
go.
Developed. You went from looking around a room, seeing an owl, to then going, right, we have to have owls, but then we're going to go with V's.
Yeah.
So if you want to look for these guys, O-V-V-L-S, Owls it is. And when did you get together? What's the band about? What's the background?
Well, basically, it was a project that's been running for about a year and a half now. Lee's a drummer, and I do all the piano and the singing, etc. And I was kind of like playing around with stuff. Lee was playing around with stuff, and then we got together, and it was quite strange because we're a duo, and we're like, "How is this going to work? Can we jam together? Is this going to like work out and stuff?" And then it just kind of developed into like its own sound. So we spent about a year writing the material, went in the studio, it was like doing a lot of demos. And then we actually only launched in January. So we've been running now for 6 months. So we're still very new.
Very new, yeah.
Very fresh face to it all, really, isn't it? So have you found those 6 months? You've been received well?
Yeah, I've been very busy. We've done. We started off with a launch show in the Nordic Church in Liverpool. I've done quite a few shows in Liverpool, Threshold Festival and a few others. And we're just starting to branch out now. So we've got a show in Bath tonight. And we're playing Reading and Liverpool Loves Festival in August. So, yeah,
nice
getting a bit busier.
I've put a stage together for Liverpool Loves Festival, which is going on at the Pierhead. And Owls are playing. And I'm really, really pleased to have them on board. I say it was like hard work. Steph just emailed me and said, are you booking that Liverpool Loves?
Well, you meant to say it's really hard. And the research that goes into this is incredible.
Yeah, it was like, hey, it was huge. I pursued them for ages. Really thought they were ideal for the 4:10 slot.
Is this the hardest point, do you think, Gibbo? The very starting, we're talking 6 months in.
It can be because obviously once you used to be in other bands, and I've known Steph for a while through a band that she used to be in, and so when you've got that following from that band, and you've got a set that you've worked hard on to put together, and you've lost a few songs on the way and got other ones, and you get a kind of set you're happy with it, then. We were chatting outside about when you start from scratch, and it's great to have a new idea for a band, and it's all very exciting. But when you get there and you look at a sheet and it's completely blank, basically, which is what you do with a band, it just starting again. And you've got to have that little time away as well, so because you've got to work on it, so people kind of not necessarily forget about you, but you've got to build up from scratch in terms of fan base, but also in terms of not having any songs to play and figuring out what works live and things like that. So it's a scary time, but it's an exciting time as well, and the music industry as well, and gig followers do kind of like what's new as well, so you've got that little bit of excitement and intrigue going that these guys got as well. They've been quite modest. That they've been really, really well received in terms of people get really excited about what they've done and kind of what they've released so far, and I think people are chomping at the bit for more, which is a bit of a pressure in itself.
Well, you're at that stage as well where you're working as well as doing the band, and you sort of think, well, how do I fit so many hours in the day? And you just said, we've got Reading booked in, and you're thinking, a day's work, and then you're at Reading, and then does it feel like there's just no space in your days at the moment?
It does very much feel like that, but I think when you're doing something you're passionate about, you can't wait at the same time, to get working on it. So even though you've got to kind of have a job at the same time, it's something that you enjoy, so it doesn't feel like more work. It just feels like I can't wait to get home and carry on working on this.
Following your fussy team, isn't it? It is, really.
Yeah, so, it is really exciting, and we have put a lot of work into it, but we're on our second single now, so it is a lot of work, but I think we've done things that are quite different. So, yeah, all good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We spoke yesterday with She Drew the Gun.
Yeah.
And I really got the sense as well in that conversation that they were almost sort of thinking, wow, we're at Glastonbury. It, almost like they'd, you know, this next step had been made, but they weren't quite ready or quite sure that they'd been exposed to this stage of their sort of development, which was quite nice. It was almost a little bit innocent, you know, we're still the little Wirral band, but they're not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've got some national recognition.
Yeah, I mean, she's lovely, Louisa, but she's like a lesson in hard work, really, because she gigged anywhere when she was starting out. I mean, she still says she's probably starting out relatively, but you know, she'd sort of go and play anywhere and she'd just strap a guitar in and rock up somewhere just on her own if she had to, and then put the band together and the songs grew and now she's won a national competition to play Glastonbury. It's a great story, but it shows how quick sometimes it can feel like it's happening very slowly, and then all of a sudden it can feel like something's happening really quickly, and you've just kind of got to be ready for when that wave comes and make sure you jump on it.
Okay, let's play the first of your songs here. What have we got? Introduce it and why are we playing it?
This is our new single, Winter. Obviously, we released it on the first day of summer. and this was released on Tuesday, just after the summer solstice.
And it is about, is there any particular meaning to the song? Or?
It is literally about summer turning to winter, but owls being owls, we have to release it now.
Passing time comes in me, I will.
That's Owls. Went to the very first radio play of that. Absolutely brilliant. Can't believe you've been together for 6 months. You produced that. You must be quite proud of that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, we've been writing this for sort of like a year or so before we unveiled the band 6 months ago. So we're working on the music for a while and just getting our sound together before we started. We've only been gigging and launched for 6 months.
I mean, I think this was our favourite tracks. Like when we come out of the studio, this was one of our favourite tracks. But we didn't want to put like the most favourite track up first because we did Pain is Beauty in January. And then like this one, because we've got like quite like overlaying time signatures and it's a little bit strange in part. It was like our precious one, but we were like, no, we'll leave it second and then leave people waiting a little bit and see what else we've got up our sleeve.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.